job, Big Mac.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Not every day you get to sing a song for the guy that wrote it.
That was pretty cool. Thank you.
Right? That's a memory you're always going to have.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, it was fun.
You got a little talkative there, but okay, no problem.
I think if you go back and listen to it, you'll realize that not only did I sing, but I was hilarious.
You're fantastic. You're fantastic. All right. Evan, you got the list in front of you, yeah?
In terms of revenue, I don't care
about the revenue.
How
fans
many people
don't care about
watch
revenue.
Each baseball game?
Yeah, fans care about that, especially because if you're somebody that doesn't watch and you're saying, why am I paying an extra $3 a month on my cable bill?
Right? Here are the two numbers I found interesting.
Yeah.
The average amount of people that watch each baseball team locally, and then the rights fee that team receives. So you see how many people are watching and how much money they're receiving in a TV rights deal.
All right, so now, here's the deal. This does not include ESPN. It doesn't include Fox,
it's all
CBS.
Local. It's all local.
This is just regional sports networks, specifically for our cases. We are talking about SNY and YES.
Yes.
All right, so I think it's obvious that the number one team in regards to viewership in this country has got to be the New York Yankees.
It is.
Am I right on that?
The Yankees are obviously going to have an advantage because New York is the biggest city in the country.
All right.
We've got more people.
So if you figure there's 12 million people in the metro area, if you guys had to take a guess, what would the guess be for on any average game on YES, how many people watch the New York Yankees? Give you a chance to take a little guesserino. Tommy, you want to take a guess?
I would say like a million.
Million people? All right.
Million.
Now, as you say that, know that, for example, the World Baseball Classic for the championship game, granted on a network that not everyone's familiar with, FS1, did about 4.5 million viewers. So you're talking about a quarter of that for an average. This includes like a Wednesday night game.
Every game.
Against the Texas Rangers.
So we always hear like the press release on the high-end game. This is the highest-rated game. We never hear about the low ends. We never hear about the average end.
Oh, they're playing the Tigers in Detroit. Who cares?
Right. And that's understandable. Right. There's 162 of them, and I think the regionals do maybe $1.40, $1.45.
Okay, so your guess is a million people. I don't even have to look at it, and I don't have it in front of me. Evan does. Lower, Bob. There's no doubt about that. Am I correct,
lower,
Evan?
Lower, Bob.
Really?
Yes. Less than a million people watch an average Yankee game on YES. Take another guess.
Wow. 600,000.
Lower, Bob.
Lower, Bob.
Less than 600,000 people watch an average.
300,000?
300,000!
Lower, Bob.
Lower, Bob.
100,000?
Okay, now we're talking.
Now we're in the neighborhood, at least.
Higher, Bob.
250.
Okay, what's the number for the Yankees, Evan?
231,000.
231,000 people on average. Obviously, some games are more, some are less, but that's what the YES average last year. 231,000 viewers for an average game. 231,000, and they are by far number one.
By far number one.
By far number one. So then I would say number two has got to be either the Mets, the Dodgers, or the Cubs.
The Mets, the Dodgers, or Cubs. Well, I will tell you this, and I found this stunning despite them having a bad year last year. The Chicago Cubs were not number one in their own city.
The White Sox beat them?
The Chicago White Sox had it. It was close.
Now, they had a good year.
And I get that's a part of it, and the Cubs didn't. But nevertheless, when the Nets have a big year over the Knicks, they're not beating them in the ratings.
No.
When the Islanders have a better year over the Rangers, and I don't even think the Mets beat the Yankees very often. When would that ever happen?
Now,
rarely have the Mets had a better year. I acknowledge that. But I've always interpreted Chicago as not being that split, but being clearly a Cub town.
So then here's my question. If the Mets are number two and the Yankees are far and away number one, what was the Yankee number again? 200 what?
231.
So that the Mets are under 200 then, right?
The Mets are under 200.
Are the Mets under 150?
The Mets are over 150.
What's the Mets number?
The Mets are in second place with 180,000 people viewing them per game.
Wow.
Is that low, though, in your mind?
Well, it's only low because it's New York. Like, New York, we have all been sold this bill of goods, maybe, that New York is a baseball town.
Yes and no. So here's my counter to that. I'm going to defend baseball and our town. There's 162 of them.
But there essentially always have been.
Most, I get that.
Right.
But was New York Mets or New York Yankees ever getting 5 million people per game to watch? I don't know.
No, but
there's
I
also
would
a
think
million
half
channels.
A million?
And I also think people consume sports differently now. I think there are Met fans and Yankee fans who are real fans, who don't watch every game, who watch highlights, who show up late.
Yeah, listen, that happens. Your work, family, all those things. But I think those things have always existed. It's
you're
the technology
also,
that's changed.
You also have to add 30,000, especially for home games, because you've got 30,000 people in the ballpark. So if the Yankees are getting 230, well, on home games, add a couple
260,
of
260, 270.
Yeah.
All right, but well, let's just keep it for the viewership. So
yes.
$1.80.
And that's number
for
two.
For the New York Mets, and that's number two.
Now, you know who New York
Mets
is?
Hold on, before you tell me number three. How many total teams in all of baseball have over 100,000?
Five.
Wow.
Yeah.
I got to say, that belies the notion that baseball is healthy, doesn't it?
What do you think NBA teams do? What
That's
do you
a
think
question.
NHL teams
what are the,
do?
What do the Knicks and Nets do on an average
I
day?
I would say both teams are probably... Well, no, let me start it this
I'd
way.
I'd say the Knicks are over 100,000.
The Nets are under 100,000.
Okay.
I saw Bob Raceman in his credit, because I never see this published. I always ask Loogie about it. I guess it's tough to find. I'm not blaming you. I just think they keep these numbers in lock and key. So I'm not attacking you. I very rarely see the local numbers, and I've always asked, what are the Rangers average? What are the Nets average? Bob Raceman, about 3 weeks ago, posted the Nets and Knicks numbers.
Okay.
And they were not good. They were well below the Mets and the Yankees.
All right, so when was this from?
It was about 3 weeks ago. Bob put it in his Saturday column, and it was great to see because I so rarely see it, and I'd love to see it.
Mm-hmm, but, mm-hmm. The New York Knicks.
I think the Knicks were like right around 90 right. or something.
It was 4 weeks ago he wrote that the New York Knicks at the All-Star break were averaging 115,000 viewers.
Now, I would guess that number's gone up.
Oh, yeah, because they're playing good ball.
But you're that right. is below the Mets by a significant margin.
And there's half as many games.
Well, not only half as many games, the Knicks and Nets play a sport in a time of year where you're more likely to watch TV. In the middle of July on a Tuesday night, are you sitting in front of your TV?
So, we'll go to basketball after. I want to just finish the baseball thought, if you don't mind. So, there's five teams that have over 100,000 views to a game.
Yes.
Yankees are one, 200, whatever, 30. Mets are two, $1.80. Who's three?
You want me to tell you number three?
Boston Red Sox.
It is not the Boston Red Sox. They did not have a good viewing year last year. They were only 68,000 people.
Dodgers. Wait, hold on. The Red Sox have less than 70,000 people watching them?
I guess what we're trying to say is that the Brooklyn Nets have more people watching them than the Boston Red Sox.
I mean, if that's what you want to say, feel free to say it. Look how happy it makes yourself. He's so happy. That's crazy to me.
Yeah. So the number three team is a mild surprise.
It's not the Dodgers.
It's not the Dodgers, because the Dodgers would have been a good answer. They're a great team.
And
they play in L.A.
It's not the Cubs. Is it the White Sox?
It's the Philadelphia Phillies.
Well, and by the way, they did not have a great regular season.
No.
They turned it on when they have 88 wins, whatever it was.
Right, but
they made a run, but the run doesn't count because it's postseason.
But how about this? Even though they didn't have a great regular season, they were in a pennant race. Like, those games mattered
more.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Because they were battling to make the playoffs.
That's the team that fired the manager, Joe Girardi, a couple months in.
Yep.
And, they played real good ball after that. I'm actually congrats to Philly. I'm surprised at that.
That's a good number for them.
Yeah,
to be third in baseball?
Yeah, that's a big number for
them. Especially, ahead of L.A. Think about that.
Yeah.
L.A.'s a much bigger market.
Much bigger market.
Yeah, and by the way, the differential between the Dodgers and Angels is huge,
which is not
a surprise.
All right, so Phillies are three.
The L.A. Dodgers are fourth.
And what's the number?
They were at 120,000. The Angels were at 47,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I got
to ask you a question. For Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout, by the way.
So you've got two of the best players in baseball, not even up for debate, the best player in baseball, and Shohei Ohtani, who's obviously a draw, right? They only had 48,000 people watch. And I don't care the fact they didn't make the playoffs. They have a draw.
Yes.
They have a guy that if he's up, you stop. And we haven't had a guy like that in a little while. Barry Bonds was that kind of guy. Griffey, of course. But Ohtani is that guy. The Mets, Judge was that guy, of course, this past year. So how in the world? Well, let me just ask. What's the Padres number?
The San Diego Padres. We're at 51,000
so
people.
So I have to ask the obvious question.
The Tampa Bay Rays had more people watch them last year than the San Diego Padres.
So here's what I don't get.
Go ahead.
If the San Diego Padres have 51,000 people, where in the world are they getting the money from to drop it like it's hot the last couple off seasons.
And by the way, just to add to that, the San Diego Padres get one of the fewest dollar amounts in terms of local TV revenue, too.
So is that just a crazy owner doesn't give a damn?
I think it's an owner that's got a lot of money and wants to win. And he's going to operate at a loss thinking, if I win, I'll change those numbers.
Right.
I'll get more because people watching. I'll pack the house.
Their attendance is in top five. Right?
No, their attendance was good this year.
San Diego, they drew well. 2+ million, I guess.
They drew well. I think what hurts them is.
Wow.
I think what hurts a lot of these baseball teams is there's 162 of them, and people go out and consume baseball differently. I think they consume baseball by watching highlights. I really do.
So I gotta bring Spike in on this at some point. Maybe we should stop talking baseball.
And what would we talk about? Because basketball and hockey are well below it.
Yeah.
Just football.
Like, maybe we shouldn't be doing sports talk anymore.
Maybe that's the problem.
Yeah, maybe too much.
Nah, you know what I think it is? I don't think people...
Maybe
I think
people not hire anymore. You for your sports knowledge.
Thank you.
I think people consume sports in a very different way. Like, I think that there are sports fans who just don't watch all the games.
Until and there's, like, a big matchup or something like that.
And by the way, because of the technology, you're still able to know stuff. Like, you watch highlights, you see the box score, you listen to us, and you're like, I know Yankees baseball.
Like, I go to bed, I wake up, the first thing I do, just so I know what's going on, I check my phone. I wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning, and before I take a shower, I go on an app to say that something major happened last night that I need to know about. I go to bed at 9 o'clock.
Craig,
what's the score of the game?
Last night, and everyone's talking about it today, I'm sure you did it on TV, the big story was about a play and a moment in the Mavericks-Warriors game.
Yes.
How many people were watching that game? But everybody 40, has an opinion on what happened.
Because the clip went viral.
Of course.
Yeah.
And I think a part of why these numbers are down is that I don't think that this number is the total sports fan. I think people consume sports in a very different way now.
I think, though, what it tells you is that you're better off trying to figure out what specific moment in a game is important to people through social digestion of that. On your Twitter and Instagram and YouTube and whatever it might be. Like, what are people talking about? Like, for example, you make a very good point. Nobody's talking about the fact that the Golden State Warriors won their second consecutive road game last night in a 2-point win against the Mavericks without Kyrie. But everybody's talking about the play you're referencing where ball goes out of bounds off of Mavericks' foot. The referee goes Golden State ball. And then about a second later, Mavericks called timeout, puts his hand in the other direction to say, timeout, Dallas.
Vice versa, but yes.
Yeah. Okay, got it. And then Golden State's going to inbound the ball on the offensive side of half court, and the Dallas Mavericks never come to defend it. Mm. And no joke, it is now a fact that Evan Robinson, Craig Carton could score 2 points in an NBA game.
Probably.
We might have got it. But the point is the Mavericks never played.
Well, and I think what
and
made
that's being
it,
debated by everybody.
What made it a bigger story is the final score. The Warriors won by 2 points. And now the Dallas Mavericks are protesting the game, and I don't think they have a chance to win that.
No, and it cost them $10,000 to protest, and that's that.
What happened last night was Jason Kidd's fault, but let's just move on. It was his fault. But, yeah, no one watched the game, but we all consume that stuff. And I think that's what, like, let's use the Yankees as an example. There are many more than 280,000 Yankee fans in this town. There's millions of Yankee fans in this town. And, by the way, a lot of them know what's going on. They have an opinion on Aaron Boone. They have an opinion on Aaron Judge. It's just that they're not consuming every game by watching it live.
Yeah. Boy, that's kind of sad and pathetic to me.
What do you think the lowest number is of any baseball
team? Good question. Pittsburgh Pirates.
It is not the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Hmm.
Not even close. Pirates had 28,000 people view their games
and
on
there's
average.
Somebody that's far less?
There's a team half of that.
So wait, you're telling me there's a Major League Baseball franchise that has a viewership on an average night of about 15,000 people?
There are three teams in Major League Baseball that are either at that number or below. Three.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Let me think of a random guess. I'm kind of going through the leagues here for a second.
One of them you probably won't get. The other two you could get if you think about it.
Cincinnati Reds.
Not the Cincinnati Reds. Cincinnati Reds are a good baseball market. Even though their numbers aren't good. Yeah, I think people still care.
Cardinals
but.
Do well. It's not going to be the Cardinals.
Ooh. Mr. Cardinals.
Oh, I got an easy one. I got one of my own. Marlins.
The Miami Marlins are dead last.
Of course.
How many?
With 11,000 people watching each game.
It's in Miami. Who's watching on TV?
11,000.
Wow.
San Diego. Los Angeles. There's a lot of cities that fit that, though.
I got one. You guys can take your guesses now. I got the Marlins. I win.
Congrats.
Go ahead.
Who are your two guesses? One of them is tough.
I was going to think the Nationals.
The Washington Nationals, even though last year they traded Juan Soto, 21,000 people watching them.
Obvious. The Baltimore Orioles.
Not the Baltimore Orioles.
Obviously, it's the Orioles.
The Orioles are not the answer. They had 29,000 people watching them.
That's so embarrassing.
It's horrible.
Like, you know, if you had 29,000 people in the stadium looks empty.
Yes.
You can't even get that many people to watch on TV.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's bad.
Diamondbacks.
The Arizona Diamondbacks, not the answer. They had 20,000 people watching their games.
20,000 people?
20,000.
No, Seattle does well. Oakland, good call.
There you go. The Oakland A's had 12,000 people watching their games.
But I saw a report that Oakland made a profit this past year.
Yeah, because their owner's a billionaire. They have no one going to games, but they collect all that money from big-time owners spending big money, and they also collect the national TV money. The other team you wouldn't get at 15,000 is the Colorado Rockies.
Really?
Surprised by that one.
Having lived out there, I can tell you that it is, obviously, as you would expect, it is Broncos, 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 and I got to imagine it's a huge nugget town with Joker there.
Yeah.
Baseball was like, they were pretty good. Walker was there. Jim Leland was the manager.
They drew well. That's what surprised me.
They used to draw well because the ballpark itself was like, you went to check out the ballpark.
Like, when I was looking at these numbers, I was thinking about the attendance because I just know as a baseball fan, who doesn't draw? The A's and the Marlins clearly jump out at you. The Tampa Bay Rays jump out at you. Now, the Rays have been a good team. Their TV ratings are not bad. Like, you just heard all those numbers. The Texas Rangers had 21,000 people watching them. The Tampa Bay Rays had 52,000 people watching them.
Which, compared to the other ones, is not
bad. All of a sudden, when you hear all these numbers, you're like, well, that's not bad. So maybe people do care about baseball in Tampa. They just don't want to go to the stadium.
Yeah, it's so strange, though. The New York numbers, to me, seem crazy low. Because there's no doubt we are a baseball town, 100%. Like, we care so much.
But
nobody
watches. But, Craig, compare it to the hockey, compare it to the basketball. It's baseball by a lot.
Now, let me walk you through the next step of this because, you know, famously a couple weeks ago, MSG announced that they were going to go direct to consumer.
Mm-hmm.
So for, I think it was $10 a game or $30 a month, you could now get Knick fans streamed into your home, you know, on through the MSG network, right?
Right.
So now you start doing the math, like take the Yankees. If the Yankees have 230,000 people watching on average, are those people willing to give you $10 a month for yes? If they are, that's $2.3 million a month. Baseball is a six-month sport. Let's just call it $15 million in revenue. What do the New York Yankees get right now from yes?
$143 million.
And therein lies the problem.
So I did a quick calculation.
Yeah.
If every person that watches the Yankees was forced to pay for it, and they said, we'll pay for it, for the Yankees to bring in $143 million, each customer to watch games would have to pay $619.
Now, if you're a diehard Yankee fan, are you willing to spend $600 annually to get every Yankee game on yes?
No.
The answer is probably not. There's always a couple outliers that'll say yes to it. Here's the other issue. The Yankees own part of yes. So, you know, it's their money.
Well, the good news is if you're a Met fan, if you do the math on the revenue they bring in from their TV deal and the people watching, it would only cost us $488.
Okay, now,
person.
You're a diehard Met fan. Just let me round up to 500. It's easier.
Yeah.
If you're a diehard Met fan, if someone said to you, we're getting rid of SNY on your cable, but it's going to cost you $500 a year, so just call it, what, $40 a month, every month, and you'll get to see every Met game. Would you do it?
Would I do it?
$40 a month.
I probably would.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm one of very few. So I don't think that number.
But now, here's the problem. It's $40 a month for Mets. It's $50 a month for the Yankees. So now you're at $90 a month for Mets.
What am I, become a Marlins fan so I can pay $8 a month?
Hold on a second. Just to answer that. If you accept these numbers of 180,000 people watching each Met game, how many of those in that number, we're one of them, right? I'm raising my hand. How many of the 180,000 are going to pay that number?
Not even half of them.
You'd be lucky to have half.
You would not get
half. So then what would you even argue about this?
Well, I'm not arguing. I don't know if, like, when you say very few.
Very few.
Would you say 40% is very few? As opposed to what? Not watching the Yankees?
I think out of 230,000 people that do watch on an average every night, I think if you got 50,000, it's a big number.
I agree with you. I think most people would say, I'm fans. I'll listen on the radio. Yep. I'll watch the highlights. I'll, you know, do all that. Yep. And then, yeah, once they're in the playoffs, I won't have to pay for that.
What,
right?
what they'll do is exactly what the Knicks are doing. They'll say, okay, listen, you can give me $50 a month to get every Yankee game, or I'll go a la carte. So Yankees, Red Sox, you got to give me 10, right? Yankees, yep. Mets, you got to give me 20. And then you got to decide how much of a pay-per-view event you want Yankee baseball to be.
You go through,
but that's the future of it.
You go through each of these teams and you do that calculation. Here are the amount of people watching. Here's the revenue they're bringing in now under this flawed kind of system. It would cost each person, in the case of the Minnesota Twins, $893.
Yeah, but here's the next step of this. This is where it becomes problematic. Take Steve Cohen out because of his personal wealth, right? Because he doesn't care, maybe. If you're the Yankees and you lose the current revenue from YES Network, just play this out, mm-hmm. at some point that'll happen in the future. And we're right. A small percentage of fans are willing to now pay you for you to keep the total amount of revenue commensurate with what you currently make. Where do you make up that money?
You don't make up that money.
You never make up that money.
You're still making money. You're still making money from the national
TV
deal.
But hold on.
Yeah.
So let's say, what'd you say the Yankee number was? 100, how much million dollars?
How much were they getting? Yeah, 143 million, which is the highest, by the way.
So just take out 100 of it. They make 43 million bucks because that many Yankee fans will go ahead and pay a monthly fee or an a la carte fee, right?
Right.
That's $100 million now that you don't have. At some point, that is going to have an impact on operations.
Oh, yeah.
Meaning you're not going to go after certain players. That's just a fact.
Yeah. What's interesting to me is I was going through this list. There's one team in particular, the Texas Rangers. The Texas Rangers, of all the teams in Major League Baseball, bring in one of the highest amount of local revenue from their TV deal, $111 million. Yet only 21,000 people watch them per game. If you do the math,
$520 a person.
$5,000 per person.
My bad.
Yes.
Oops.
Think about that.
Yeah.
That's how flawed this system is. And it's falling apart, especially with this Bally Sports bankruptcy situation.
Which is too convoluted to explain to people. But yeah, that's crazy. That's why when you hear people yelling and screaming about, you know, what it costs to have YES or SNY or any of the networks on your cable system, and why the fact that they're making that kind of money off the deal, that's going to come to an end. It's crazy.
I do think, though, that there are many more people than we realize who consume baseball and basketball, hockey too. They don't do it, though, by watching the game on traditional TV.
I don't want to get in the weeds on this, but there's one aspect, just I'm thinking mathematically, that we do have to kind of share. If the average is 230,000 people for the Yankees, that doesn't mean it's the same 230,000 people. So there might be 500,000 people that actually watch Yankee games.
I would think, by the way,
but they don't watch them every game.
I would think that's likely, because how many people are watching every game?
Right, very few.
And then you've got guys and gals who are like, I watch 3-4 Yankee games
still,
a week, or
the
2-3 Yankee games.
Crazy. That's all it is. Just absolutely crazy.
What do you think the average number is for the Jets and Giants, though? Well, and they only play 16 of these.
It's millions.
I don't think so. In New York?
Yeah.
No, in New York.
In New York alone?
I think we're talking maybe low million. Maybe 800,000, 900,000. And when you do the math, since each baseball game counts as 10 football games.
Stop with that nonsense. Well, that's nuts. And I'm sure that the teams and the networks are not thrilled that these numbers are out there. But Forbes put it out. And I think on this, you can pretty much count Forbes as being on the money, right?
Yeah. I've always been curious about
these
numbers.
Here's the question for you. Mm-hmm. It's an obvious question. If I made it, I'm not going to do game by game because that's a different number, but what amount of money would you be willing to spend? And you're different than most people.
Correct.
What amount of money? Is there no answer?
Well, no, hold on. Let's just do some
math. If it was $100 a month, what's the answer?
I spend thousands of dollars for season tickets.
Right.
Which, in a perfect world, is 81 games. It's not. I'm not going to 81 games.
Let's say you go to 50 games.
Right.
You got 31 home games you watch at home, and you got another 81. So you're at home, let's say, for 115 games, right?
Mm-hmm.
65, 67 games you're at, 115 games.
How much would I pay?
Would you pay $100 a month?
Probably.
You would? Would you pay $1.50 a month?
I think I'd have to.
Would you pay $2.50 a month?
You know, you can keep making it higher, but the answer's probably going to be yes.
$1,000.
Until my wife steps in and says, hun, this is
nuts.
Yeah.
So you could see yourself, let's just make up a number that you spend $30,000 a year on tickets. And you're a diehard fan. You write that off as work and entertainment. This this moves you. It's your thing, right? Could you see yourself spending another $10,000 a year just for the right to watch them on TV?
Maybe a little bit too much.
Yeah.
That may be pushing it. But then what do you do?
It's crazy.
Like, if you are a diehard fan who watches your team all the time, like, what the hell would you do then?
I'd get a hockey,
you're not going to watch the Mets or the Yankees during the season? Yeah, like, Big Mac, what would he do? Oh. He watches every Yankee game the way I watch every Met game.
First off, he would learn his kids' names, I think, which would be a good start, right?
Yeah, I think it's Timmy and Billy, right?
Tommy and Billy.
Oh, Tommy.
No problem. I got you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Like, let's say that your wife is like, look, money's tight. You know, we want to go on one vacation a year.
Yeah.
Kids got to go to camp or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, we don't have an extra $3,500 laying around for you to sit at home and score the Yankee game while drinking your martinis with blue cheese stuffed olives that cost $5 an olive.
That's not true.
Okay, at that point, what do you do?
I buy my blue cheese in bulk, thank you very much.
What do you do at that point?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Not $3,500, that's crazy. I would end up going to more games. For the $9 tickets. Yeah. I end up going to a lot more games.
Yeah, I think he's right. You go to more games,
I would listen
road
on
trips.
The radio to the great John and Susan, and I would end up going to a lot more games.
Yeah, really? You know what? Assuming radio remains free and we have the Yankees, that would be the out for all of us, where we would say, okay, I'll do it the way my grandparents did it. I'm listening to baseball on the radio. It's free.
So do you just go home and sit around the radio like it's an Amos and Andy bit in 1923?
Yeah. The number would have to be pretty high. Like you said, $500, I would pay that.
So $500 a month, that's $6,000 a year. You're in on that.
Yeah, I would have to be.
Wow.
I would have to be.
That's a love, man.
It's a, of course.
God.
If you get up to $3,500, no, that's a big
deal. But you're willing to commit right now $6,000 a year just to be able to watch them play on TV.
Yeah.
That's crazy talk.
I do think that the number is lower than we realize because of, think about this, when the Yankees play the A's on the West Coast with a 10 o'clock start, what's the number of people watching?
Nine.
So that brings the number down. Like the Yankees and the Red Sox on a Friday night is probably 500,000 people.
No.
400,000 people.
No.
800,000 people.
No.
A million people.
Maybe 300,000 on a pennant race September Friday, maybe.
Well, what were they saying the Aaron Judge ratings were? Remember they were bragging every couple of weeks.
Hold on.
The network was tweeting it out.
The numbers Forbes put out was this past year.
No, but that's the average game. There's 140 of them before you go to national
TV. I think the Aaron Judge thing was more about, hey, Aaron Judge is up, turn it on. Oh, he struck out. All right, we'll come back in a half hour. Oh, Aaron Judge is up, turn it on.
And you know what I would also be curious about?
I don't think it was anything more than that.
And see, Lugie, if you could find this one. Yankees-Cleveland, Game 5 in New York City. What was that
Yankees-Cleveland in
Game 5. It's a Tuesday
night.
That's
the game where
Wednesday
people went
night.
To the streets afterwards and celebrated,
everybody was partying, right?
Right?
It's a winner-take-all game. It's the playoffs.
350.
Just in New York. Oh, yeah. No. It's got to be higher than that.
350.
No way.
Was that on ES?
That was on, no, it was on
TBS.
Was
on TBS? Oh, yeah.
800,000.
I don't think so.
800,000. Can you find that answer out, Luke?
No, he's very busy.
Busy doing what?
We have guests in that wrote a nice check to a very worthy foundation in New Jersey.
Oh, very
nice. And they got to come in to watch us do the show.
Very cool.
They seem to have come empty-handed, though. apparently, they don't know the rules. You better stop at a bakery before you come in, or else we got problems.
You got to feed hungry,
Craig.
Oh,
they got something. They brought something.
Oh, hats. Nice.
I see a bad hat, but if it comes with a rainbow cookie,
oh,
I'm good.
That's not nice.
I'm just teasing. They're good guys, and it's a very worthy foundation. I'll talk more about it a little bit later on. Boy, so this was a very interesting lesson we just learned here. Nobody cares about baseball, Billy. That's a sword to your soul.
I don't believe it's true.
You can just make numbers. Dude, there's a team with 11,000 viewers.
That's in my... Well, hold on. Do people care about baseball in Miami? The answer is no.
The answer is no. Let me put it to you this way. There are more people that watch my TV show than watch certain baseball teams play baseball. That's all you need to know about that.
Yes. Yes, I beat the Marlins.
Yes. I'm more popular than the entire Marlin franchise. Times five or six, but I'm right there.
If you added up all of these numbers, right, and you had to divide it by two because teams play each other, that number is what per night? Think about that. Think about it that way. How many
divided by two?
No. Here's what I'm saying. If you add up the 30 baseball teams' average number, okay?
Yeah.
And then since they play each other, and you divide that by two. Actually, no, you don't have to divide it by two. Just add up the number. How many million people on average are watching baseball nightly? You could also look at it that way.
Probably about 2.5.
Yeah, I'd say about 2.5 million.
In that ballpark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we just learned from that, actually.
There's 300 million people living in the United States of America.
But you know what baseball has? I think their rating locally is still better than the other two sports they're competing with.
Well, I'll give you the Knicks. The Knicks are having a good year, and they're 115,000.
So the Knicks are having a good year, and they're
Mets. To be fair, where I live in New Jersey, you can't get MSG.
Oh, you don't think that issue exists in Major League Baseball throughout the country?
I don't think so.
You don't think there's
only affects the Knicks.
So you don't think there's a thing in L.A. about people not being able to watch Dodger games that's been going on for 6 years? You don't think that happens?
I don't think so.
Or a thing in Denver, yeah. Which now I apologize for bringing up the Rockies. I don't think people in Denver can watch the Rockies. Like, I think there are these carriage deals,
yeah.
Issues all over the country.
Yeah.
And we do have to take that into a little bit
of account. Well, could someone call Xfinity and say, go F yourselves, I'd like to start watching Knick games again. I don't want to pay $10 a month to do it, but if I have to, I will.
Well, did you really want to watch last night?
You took your password away from me.
That's right.
So I can't do it through the app anymore.
By the way, let me just say this about last night. It has nothing to do with the game. I thought Clyde was brilliant. He told a lot of great stories about Willis Reed. He got me emotional. And I thought he was brilliant, including one. And I don't know why Breen didn't go further on this, where Willis Reed described the first time. I'm sorry, Walt Clyde Frazier described the first time he met Willis Reed. And Clyde says, yeah, he picks me up and he got me a date. And then we ended up back at Will Chamberlain's apartment. And I'm like, well, excuse me?
Gotta hear more about that story.
And Breen goes, wow, he got you a date. No wonder you love him. Great.
Yeah.
What about being at Will's apartment?
Yeah.
With all the dates?
Yeah.
Like, what's up?
Well, maybe Will stole his date.
You think that's what happened?
Maybe Will said to him, like they said to a certain character in a certain movie, do you mind if we dance with your dates? And next thing you know, the dates are gonzo. That does happen when you're near Will. That's the word on the street.